造灵宫。
This afternoon we are going to speak on the topic of building the spiritual house.
请看彼得前书。
Please turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得前书第二章第五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
二章五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
我们一起读。
Let's read this together.
一二三，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督献上神所纳的灵祭。这里彼得长老勉励信徒。
Here Elder Peter encouraged the people or the believers.
来到神的面前呢，不是只有领受恩典而已。
When we come before God, we are not just receiving grace.
当然。来到神面前，神一定会给你恩典。
And of course, when you come before God, He will give you grace.
只要你真心的相信。
As long as you believe with your heart.
走在真理上面。
And walk on the truth.
顺服神。
Submit to God.
神一定给你恩典。
And God will for sure give you grace.
像我中午就跟弟兄姐妹聊天，大家都很喜乐，大家都很多人都跟我分享，哎呀，神的带领，神的恩典，神的保护，神的同在。
And this afternoon, when I was having lunch, I was talking to some of the members who share with me the grace that God has given them and God's abidance, God's protection.
我们今天来也是来领受福气。
Today we come here to receive the blessings.
等一下，我们满满的属灵上带着福气要回家了。
And later on, we will bring abundant spiritual grace back to home.
但是这不是神给我们的计划的全部。
But this is not the whole plan that God has.Prepare for us.
这里说，你们来到主的面前呢，要被建造成为灵宫。
Here it says that when we come before God, we are being built into a spiritual house.
这个灵宫啊，就是属灵的宫殿，属灵的家。
This spiritual house is a spiritual palace.
那这个灵宫给谁住的呢
？And who are going to dwell in this spiritual house?
当然了，王宫是给王住的。
And of course, palace.Are for the kings.
那万王之王是谁呢
？Who is the King of Kings?
当然是主耶稣基督。
Of course, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看所罗门替神建造圣殿盖了多少年
？Let's see how long did Solomon take to build the palace.
我们看列王记上。
Oh, sorry, the Holy Temple.
列王记上的第六章。
Please turn to First Kings chapter
6. 三十八节。
Verse 38.
列王记上六章三十八节。
First Kings chapter 6 verse 38.
六章三十八节。
Verse chapter 6 verse 38.
一起读。
Let's read this together.
六章三十八节，一二三，到十一年布勒月，就是八月，殿和一切属殿的样都要按时造成。他建造的供户共有七年。所以所罗门用了几年来盖圣殿
？How long did Solomon use to build the Holy Temple？
七年呢、啊、
？Seven years。
七这个数字在圣经里面呢是完全数。
Seven in the Bible means a whole number.
因为一个礼拜有七天。
Because every week has seven days.
神用七天来，第七天是安息日，用六日创造世界，所以一个礼拜就七天。
God rests on the Sabbath, and He used six days to create the heavens and earth and all the beings.
所以七这个数字就是完完全全没有缺乏的。
Therefore, seven is a whole number in the Bible, and there's no lacking in it.
所以所罗门用七年盖圣殿。
Solomon used 7 years to build the holy temple.
我们也要用一辈子的时间来盖属灵的宫殿。
And for us, we have to use our lifetime to build this spiritual temple.
建堂跟建殿不太一样。
Building the
physical
chapel is different than building the spiritual temple.
像我们艾门顿现在就是在建堂的过程。
And now we are in the process of building a chapel.
其实我们并没有建，我们就买而已。
In fact, we did not build it. We went and purchased.
我们只是买来再装修一下。我们希望再过几个月就可以搬进去了。
After we purchased this church building, we are going to renovate it. Hopefully, in a few months' time, we can move into the new church.
但是建殿呢，就是内在的工作。
But building the temple, in spiritual temple, is an inner job.
要你跟我一辈子，每一个人都要努力的去自己盖自己的。
And it takes a lifetime for each of us to work hard to build up this spiritual temple.
因为只有你把这个圣殿盖好了，神才会悦纳你。
On only if you build up this spiritual temple within yourself, God will accept you.
你才可以献上神所悦纳的灵祭。
Then you can dedicate the spiritual offerings to God.
所以我们今天就来讲讲怎么样盖属灵的宫殿。
Today we're going to speak about how to build this spiritual palace.
那这个属灵的宫殿是什么呢？
What is this spiritual palace?
这个属灵的圣殿就是我们的内心。
It's our inner hearts.
因为我们的内心就是圣灵所住的地方。
Because our inner heart is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第十四章。
John 14.
约翰福音的第十四章。
John 14.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰福音十四章十六节。
John 14, verse 16.
一起读。
Let's read together.
十四章十六节。
14.
一二三。
16.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。十七节，就是真理的圣灵，乃是世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要住在你们里面。好，这里主耶稣升天之前就是。
Prior to Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised the believers.
这里告诉我们说，主耶稣说我要给你们一位保惠师。
Our Lord Jesus said that he will give the people a counselor.
这个就是圣灵啊。
And this is the Holy Spirit.
会永远住在你们里面，永远跟你们同在。
The Spirit of Truth will forever dwells in men.
那主耶稣要住在我们里面，那我们里面的心就成为圣殿了。
When our Lord Jesus dwells in us, then our inner heart becomes the spiritual temple.
因为神是个灵啊。
Because God is a spirit.
神哪里都可以住。
God can dwell wherever he wants.
他可以充满整个宇宙。
He can fill the entire universe.
但是他是特别住在你的心里面。
He specifically dwells in you.
所以我们的内心其实就是神的殿。
Our inner heart is the temple of God.
我们看哥林多前书三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
哥林多前书三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter
3
verse 16.
哥林多前书三章十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
一二三。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？保罗在这里就讲得更清楚了。
Paul, clarify in this passage.
哪里是圣殿啊？
Where is the holy temple?
不是这个建筑物啊。
It's not this physical chapel.
当然，自从1999年这个小小的建筑物献堂之后，这个是属于神的。
And of course, after 1999, this physical chapel was dedicated to God, and it belongs to God.
神也常常看顾这里。
And God always takes care of us here.
我们在这边拜神。
We always worship here.
你可能在这边长大，可能在这边信主，在这边得圣灵。
Perhaps you grew up here, you believe in the Lord Jesus here, and you receive the Holy Spirit here.
但是神真的住在这个房子吗？
But does God truly dwell in here?
不是的。
No.
神住在哪里？
Where does God dwell?
神住在信徒的心里啊。
He dwells in the hearts of the believers.
神住在每一个信徒的心里啊。
God dwells in the heart of every believer.
就算你刚刚信主，还没求到圣灵，主耶稣已经住在你心里。
Even though you might be a new believer and you have not received the Holy Spirit, but God has already dwelt in you.
因为神没有时间，在神看来已经给你了，只是时间而已。
God is not looking at time. God has already given this to you.
所以每一个信徒，无论你是刚受洗、后受洗，神的灵都住在你的里面。
Every believers, regardless whether you are you have received the Holy Spirit or not, God has already dwelt in you.
因为这个是应许，一定会给你的。
This is a promise, and God will give it.
你是属于神的。
You belong to God.
所以这个我们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Our body is the temple of God.
所以我们要想想，那怎么样把这个殿盖好给神住？
How do we build this temple in perfection?
这个就是我们要思考的问题。
This is something that we have to ponder upon.
我们知道要盖圣殿，你要有土地啊。
We know that in order to build a temple, you need a land.
如果你没有土地，怎么盖？
If you don't have a land, how can you build?
土地就是空间。
A land is a space.
那如果这个建筑物或者这个地本来就已经有旧的建筑在这里了。
If this land here already has an old building,
那你怎么样再盖一个新的呢？
How can you build a new one?
如果它原来有别的建筑，那你要把它拆掉啊。
If there is existing building, then you have to demolish it.
你要把这个不好的那些石头啊、树啊、那些旧的房子啊，全部打掉啊。
You have to demolish the old building and get rid of the trees and shrubs and stones.
你才有办法在那边立根基啊。
And you will be able to build a foundation here.
那如果我们的心是一块土地。
If our heart is a piece of field,
那这块土地有没有空间可以盖神的殿呢？
Does this field have a place to build the temple of God?
再问一次啊，如果心是一块土地，
let me ask, if your heart is a field,
神要在里面盖他的圣殿，
and God wants to build a temple,
神也要你去盖这个给神的圣殿，
and God also wants you to build this temple of yours for him.
但是你的心里面有没有空间给神盖？
But do you have a space in your heart for him to build?
但是问题是今天我们心中没有这个空间给神。
The issue is that we do not have this space or this void for God.
或者是空间太小了，你盖不了。
Or maybe the space is too small that you cannot build anything on it.
你说不会啊，我心都给主耶稣的啦。
And you said, no, I have already dedicated my heart to God.
主耶稣有时候就一来就看了，我没有位置了，我先走了。
And Jesus will come and say, well, there's no room, so I'm going to leave.
我们看看马太十三章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章。马太十三章二十二节。
Verse 22.
马太十三章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 22.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
十三章二十二节。
Chapter 13, verse 22.
一二三，撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道棘住了，不能结实。耶稣就讲了一个撒种的比喻。
Our Lord Jesus talked about the parable of the sower.
有讲到有四种不同的土地。
There are four different kinds of field.
代表四种不同人的心。
And represents four different kinds of hearts of men.
那头三种呢？那个土地呢？那个种子撒进去啊，都没有用。
The first three types of field, when the sower sowed the seeds, they are useless.
那第一种啊，就是一个土很硬的。
The first field was the soil was very hard and it was full of rocks.
那个心很硬啊，那个道理根本进不去。
The heart was so hard that the truth cannot enter.
第二种地呢，就是那个土很浅的。
It's the shallow soil.
没有什么根基。
And there's no foundation.
听了很高兴，哦，都是为了神迹啊、体验啊，但是没有到道理上面扎根。
It's happy to hear about the miracles and yet there's no way that it can take roots.
所以一下就跌倒了，就离开了。
So he falls and leaves.
那第三种呢？
The third type.
就是有道理，有这个种子撒在荆棘里面。
The seeds are sown in the thorns.
然后呢，听了道理之后，有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑。
And then they are choked by the wealth of this world.
结果呢，挤住了，不能结果子。
And all these worries of life and wealth choke it, and it cannot bear fruit.
以小弟的观察，一般的慕道者来教会啊。
Based on my observation, the truth seekers who come to church,
心很硬的有。
There are many who have hard hearts.
那你说没有什么根基的，很高兴信了主离开的也有。
And there are those who do not have foundation after accepting the truth happily and they leave.
但是我观察呢，第三种呢比较多。
There are more.
他也不是很抗拒这个道理。
They are not resisting the truth.
他觉得这个教会也很好。
They feel that the truth is good.
道理也讲得不错。
And the truth has its place in him.
但是它里面呢太多东西了，放不下。
But there are many things in him to accept the truth.
比如说世上的思虑，你很多焦虑，很多很多担心的事情。
The anxieties and the worries of this life.
我要去赚钱呢。
I have to go make money.
我礼拜六不上班哪有钱？
If I don't work on Saturday, where do I get the money?
你要我整天来，我哪有时间？
How can I come for the entire day? I don't have time.
还有就礼拜五晚上也要来，如果要当信徒的话，要好好守安息日。
And if I become a believer, I have to come on Friday evening to keep the Sabbath.
他礼拜六的时候，安息日的时候就很多很多担心，很多事情要去做。
So on Saturday there are a lot of worries and things to do.
孩子也要学这个学那个。
The children have to learn this.And that.
那他就觉得说，我怎么可以放下这些呢？
And they feel that they cannot put aside these things.
再来就是钱财的迷惑。
It's the deceitfulness of the wealth.
它里面这块地已经很多钱撒在地上了。
And the field has already been choked with money.
有加币，有美金，有 Bitcoin， 有股票啊。
And there are so many different types of wealth.
就是他头脑里面整天想的都是钱。
And this is what is bothering in his mind.
这个可能是生意。
And this may be business.
可能是工作。
Maybe work.
啊，你不要以为有钱人才想钱的，没有钱的人也在想钱。
Let's not think that only the rich think about money. The poor also think about money.
有钱人更想钱。
The richer people, however, think even more.
常常看到有一些弟兄姐妹啊，生活改善了，生意做大了，结果又慢慢远离了神了。
There are brothers and sisters who have made a better life for themselves through business, and they eventually leave God.
所以啊，这种人呢，被道理啊，被那个荆棘挤住了，他没有空间可以长大。
And these people, their hearts are choked with the thorns, and the weeds, and then they are not able to grow.
那有时候我在想，这个撒种的比喻是讲慕道者吗？
So I think about this parable of the sower. Is it only directed to the truth seekers?
还是也可以讲我们信徒？
Or does it also apply to the believers?
如果我们的心地已经被这种东西充满了，
If our hearts are filled with other things,
那我们这个圣殿怎么盖起来的？
And how are we going to build this holy temple?
那这个主耶稣那个年代啊，只有今生的思虑，还有钱财的迷惑啊。
During the time of our Lord Jesus, there are only the worries of this world and the deceitfulness of wealth.
主耶稣那个时代还没有网络。
During Jesus' time, there's no internet.
如果主耶稣生在这个时代呢，我想他可能会加一个，就是网络的迷惑。
If Jesus were to born during this era, then I believe that the Bible will have recorded another thing is the temptation of the internet.
啊，韩剧的迷惑。
And also the soap opera of
AI 的迷惑。
And also the temptation of the artificial intelligence.
啊。网络上什么都有。
There are a lot of things, many things on the internet.
当然你说很好啊，网络上面我们可以听道理啊。
And of course you will say that it's great that we can listen to the sermons on the internet.
但是你摸摸良心，你用网络听道理的时间，跟你在网络上看东看西的时间比起来，哪一个比较多？
If you examine your conscience, when you surf the internet compared to the time that you spend watching sermon online, where do you spend the time more?
今天对我们弟兄姐妹来说，
so to brothers and sisters today,
要好好把属灵的圣殿盖起来，最难的地方在哪里？
What's the most difficult part to build up the holy temple in our hearts?
不是我们有没有来聚会而已。
It's not that we come to church or not.
是你的心呢，到底被什么东西充满，被什么东西占据？
It's our heart. What are our hearts being entangled by, or what are our hearts being filled with?
我们生活已经有很多的烦恼了。
There are already many troubles in life.
那上班之余，如果我们心中还没有办法安静下来，
After coming back from work, if we cannot calm down our hearts,
一有空就玩手机。
As long as we have time, we spend it on surfing the net on our cell phone.
追剧。
Or we watch a soap opera.
或者是社交媒体。
Or we look at social media.
那我们的心呢就被占满了。
Our hearts are then occupied.
难怪现在的人要打开圣经读一章哦，是很困难的事。
And that's why it's very difficult for a person to open the Bible and just read one chapter a day.
难怪在家里要祷告十分钟哦，也是很困难。
And to pray for 10 minutes at home is very difficult.
因为我们的心已经被东西占满了。
Because our hearts are already preoccupied with many things.
那如果心被占满了，会有一个什么的现象呢？
What is the phenomenon after our hearts are being occupied by other things?
我们再读二十二节啊。
Let's read verse 22.
这里说啊，他被荆棘占满之后呢，他的心有很多的思虑，有很多的 worries 啊。
Here it talks about after our heart has been occupied, there are a lot of worries of the world.
Worry 啊 ，worry 呢，思虑呢，也可以把它讲成是一种焦虑。
Worries can also be expressed as a type of anxiety.
因为忧虑就忧虑，如果越来越严重了，就变焦虑了。
Because when worries become more serious, it become a kind of anxiety.
忧虑就是想说担心呢、啊，哎，明天会怎么样？工作稳不稳啊？还是怎么样啊？ Worry, 那个正常的会有忧虑。
It's very normal for us to worry about tomorrow whether we have a job or not.
但是如果你变得很焦虑，又不一样哦。
However, if it turns into an anxiety, it's very different.
比如说焦虑啊，在这里，你都还没有开车了，你就已经很担心了，你就全身冒汗了。
You haven't even started your car yet, and you have already feel the anxiety.
或者是你去了一个地方，很多陌生人的，哇，你很焦虑。
When you go to a place with many strangers, you feel the anxiety.
你跟一个你不认识的人讲话，你很紧张。
You talk to a stranger whom you do not know, you become very nervous.
或者是就算你一个人在家里啊。
Though you are home by yourself,
you 也很紧张。
You are very anxious.
出去更紧张。
going out make you more nervous.
疫情的时候呢，就是有很多人有焦虑。
A lot of people have anxieties during the pandemic.
现在慢慢比较好一点。
Now has become better.
但是 有小部分信徒到现在还不敢来教会。我不是说艾明顿，艾明顿应该没有。
But there are a small number of believers.
还有啊，
They still do not return to church. I'm not saying Edmonton.
就是焦虑，就是你一直想啊想啊，然后走不出来。
This anxiety is that it's entangling you and you cannot come out of it.
原来你的心如果没有把它归给主耶稣的时候
，If you have not put your trust and your heart to Jesus,
你的心被世界沾满的时候
，Your hearts are occupied by the world.
你越多世界的东西在里面，你就越焦虑。
The more worldly things you have in your heart, the more anxious you become.
会越来越烦。
And you have become very troubled.
对我们大人来说的可能还没有那么明显。
To the adults, it may not be very obvious.
但是我们是很里面的，是隐藏的。
But this is hidden and it's inner.
但是如果一个孩童的心如果被世界占满的话
，However, if a child's heart is being occupied by this world,
他的心会很焦虑。
His heart will become very anxious.
那我们来谈谈这个青少年的焦虑的问题。
We're going to talk about the anxieties of the youth.
我们大人已经定型了。我们大人已经定型了。我们再怎么样焦虑的，可是有我们自己会稍微控制一下自己。
No matter how anxious we are, we have self-control.
但是现在这个12到17岁了，这个年纪的人呢是很不一样的。
For the young people age 12 to 17, they are very different.
我们首先来看看主耶稣12岁的时候在做什么。
Let's look at our Lord Jesus. What did he do when he was 12 years of age?
我们看路加福音。路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
路加福音的第二章。
Luke chapter 2,
41节
verse 41.
路加福音二章41到42节
Luke chapter 2, verse 41.
41节，一二三。每年到了逾越节，他父母就上耶路撒冷去。42节。
42.
当他12岁的时候，他们按着节期的规矩上去。好，这个故事就是主耶稣上圣殿。
This story is about Jesus going to the temple.
但是圣经特别记载。
The Bible specifically recorded.
主耶稣12岁的时候上圣殿。
When Jesus was 12 years old, he went to the temple.
其实主耶稣12岁之前每年都跟父母上圣殿。
In fact, before he was 12 years old, he went with his parents to the temple every year.
因为他们全家去献祭，一年一次，一定要去的。
The entire family went to Jerusalem to offer and participate in the feast of Passover.
但是为什么这里特别记载，主耶稣十二岁的时候发生的事呢
？Why does it specifically record that what happened to Jesus when he was 12 years of age?
因为十二岁对一个人的发展来说是一个很重要的里程碑。
Because at age 12 is a milestone for every young person.
十二岁呢，就是青少年期的开始了。
12 years of age is the beginning of puberty.
在犹太人来说，12岁他们那一年呢，他们要成为律法之子。
In the custom of the Jewish people, at age 12, they will become the son of the law.
从那一年开始呢，他们要对自己的行为要负责。
And they have to be responsible for their behavior at that age.
他们也要好好学神的话语。
They have to learn the word of God seriously.
要学习怎么做一个神的儿女。
They have to learn how to be a child of God.
他们要背很多圣经。
And they also have to memorize a lot of the scriptures.
就是从12岁开始。
Starting from 12 years old.
一直到17、18岁左右。
Until 17 and 18 years old.
五六年来说是对一个人的发展是最关键的。
These five or six years are critical to the development of a person.
一个人的价值观啊、信仰啊、道德观啊，都是在这五六年当中就确立起来了。
A person's value and the moral outlook and
the 信仰嘛、
and faith. It's during the time that these are being built up.
所以圣经特别记载，就是十二岁上圣殿了。
So the Bible specifically recorded that Jesus went to the temple at 12 years old.
他上圣殿是跟着父母去的。
He went with his parents.
所以父母要带他。
So the parents had to guide him.
但是他上了圣殿之后
，After he went to the holy temple,
他在做什么
？What did he do?
他别的孩子在玩，他都在专心学神的话。
The other children were playing, yet he was focusing in learning the words of God.
吸收一些正面的知识，吸收圣经啊。
To assimilate the scripture and the right value.
然后呢，就是跟那些老师在一边听一边问。
He also sat in the temple to listen as well as
asking questions. 46.
So he has interaction with the teachers in the temple.
所以属灵的学习还有社交的能力。
Spiritual learning as well as interpersonal skills and societal skills.
跟老师怎么讲话，怎么问，怎么答。
How do you talk to the teachers? How do you ask questions?
这个都是社交能力的发展的。
These are all societal development.
都是十二岁的时候开始要建立的。
Starting at 12 years of age.
那这个十二岁的时候要学习，当然要走到人里面呢，走到老师啊、家长啊，还有圣殿啊，在这个圣殿里面学习的。
And of course, this year of age, when he wants to learn something, he has to go into the people and learn it from the parents and the teachers and the people.
他也从这个学习当中呢，有一种归属感。
And from this learning, he has a sense of belonging.
他知道是自己是属于神的。
He knows he belongs to God.
因为他说啊，你们岂不知道我与神的事为念吗？
Because he tell his parents that, don't you know that I had to be in my father's house.
我们去读第49节。
Verse 49.
一二三，耶稣说，为什么找我呢？岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？你看这个就是归属感。
And this is the sense of belonging.
我了解，原来我是属于神的。
I know that I belong to God.
我属于神的家的。
I belong to the house of God.
所以一个人如果心里面被神的话充满的话，
If a person's heart is filled with the words of God,
有正常的家庭，
has a normal family,
然后又常常去神的殿，
always go to the temple of God.
神的话语引导他，
God's word guides him.
他也会思考，也会问问题。
He will think about and ask questions.
自己去找答案，问老师。
He will seek answers.
那老师要回答。
And ask the teachers questions because the teachers have the answer.
他在思考。
He will reflect.
哇，那等他整理好之后呢，他就心就会很没有焦虑了，就很平安。
After he organizes his thoughts, he will no longer have the anxiety. He will have peace in his heart.
就会有归属感。
He will have the sense of belonging.
有自己的定位。
He knows where he stands.
也有正常的社交能力。
He also has the regular interpersonal and societal.
还有了，他人生就有了方向。
He has a direction in his life.
所以主耶稣的方向很早就找到了。
Lord Jesus found his direction very early.
他一辈子要为神而活。
He has to live for God during his entire lifetime.
好了，那说回来，为什么说那么多呢？那个是正面的。
These are positive aspects.
但是现在的社会呢，刚刚好把这个正常发展的时间拿走了。
But the society today has taken away this normal development.
有一位学者写了一本书。
A scholar wrote a book.
就是叫那个题目叫做《焦虑的年代》（Anxious Generation）。
The Anxious Generation.
那本书呢，他就提到啊，现在啊，有很多很多的焦虑。
This book talk about the a lot of anxieties during this era.
不单只大人有焦虑，大人有焦虑就算了，那个是你改变不了的。
Not only the adults have anxieties.
现在最焦虑的是最可怜的，就是12到17岁这个年纪的青少年。
The most pitiful people are the young people age 12 to 17.
No. 这是这个世代的青少年。
And this is the generation.
他们超焦虑的。
And they are super anxious.
很多的忧郁症，
a lot of depression.
很多睡不着，
a lot of insomnia.
很多烦恼，
a lot of worries.
为什么呢？
Why?
原来跟现在这个网络时代对他们的影响有直接的关系。
Because it has direct relationship to the impact of the internet to them.
我们在座的成年人呢，你想想你十二岁的时候有什么烦恼，有什么焦虑？
The adults in here, you can reflect and think upon the time when you were young.
顶多是担心你书读不好被妈妈骂而已嘛。
What kind of anxieties do you have? You probably were worried about your schoolwork wasn't good that your parents.
我那时候就是这样，我是不是很会读书啊？考试的时候比较焦虑。
And that was me at that time. I was really anxious when I was facing the exam.
但是现在没有，现在不单只是考试的压力。
But today it's not only exam that gave us the pressure.
现在有网络。
It's the internet.
那网络对我们的孩子有怎么的影响呢？
How does the internet affect our children?
你可能以为说，给他们手机，给他们开 social media， 开一个账户，反正他们的同学都有啊。
You probably think of that giving them a cell phone and so that they can check social media.
对对，现在很多孩子十二三岁就拿到他们第一台手机了。
A lot of young kids at age 12 or 13, they have a cell phone.
还是很好的手机啊，有一些是很好的。
They may be very good cell phone.
那速度很快，上网很方便，还你要给他一个 plan， 可以有20个 G 啊。
And it's very fast. You give them a 20 gig or 30 gig.
哇，有什么问题呢？
What kind of problems come with that?
12到17岁的孩子长期在网挂在网络上面。
Age 12 to 17, they always spend time on the internet.
特别是不能控制自己的。
They cannot control themselves.
越忙的父母就越会找给他们这些手机。
The busier the parents are the more likelihood for them to give them their kids a cell phone.
因为他们父母没有空啊，孩子你打发时间，你自己写功课也好，做 research 啊，或者自己跟父母联络都需要手机啊。
Because the parents do not have time, so they will give their children a cell phone that they can look up everything on the internet also in regards to research and studies.
那他们就自己 download 所有的 app 咯，反正你也管不了他，手机在他手上。
So they can download all the apps they want.
那个书的作者了，他做了一个研究。
The author did a study.
他们其实发觉啊，你不要以为网络那些社交媒体账号啊，什么东西都是 free 的嘛，对不对？
And not all the apps on social media are free.
当然了，是看起来是表面是免费的。
Of course, superficially it looks like they are free.
比如说小孩子 download 了 FB 啊 IG 啊，不用钱，对不对？
Oh, they download Facebook or Instagram, there's no cost.
但是整个商业模式是什么？
But what's the business model?
为什么有人可以不用钱给你孩子免费用这些 account?
Why do people give your children these free accounts?
这个世界有免费的吗？
Is there any free things in life?
他要请那么多人去研发，就maintain那些会免费吗？
They have to hire a lot of people to do research, so they are not free.
你可能说他们卖广告啊。
You said that those are advertisements.
好啊，那他们凭什么来卖广告？
So what kind of advertisements they are advertising?
他们凭什么？就是每一个上网的人，每一个在那边有 account 的人啊。
That's through everyone who has an account on Facebook or Instagram or any kind of apps.
如果他有1000万人每天都要上去。
And if they have 100 million people on the internet every day.
那他卖广告就卖到钱了。
So,
对不对？
Will gain money from this advertisement.
但是他怎么样确保有一千万个傻子每天都要上去三四个钟？
But how do they confirm that every day there are 10 million people on the internet?
他们设计这个社交媒体啦，还有这些网络东西的时候呢，他叫做有一个大的目标。
When they design these social media and apps, there is a major goal.
他们的目标就是用所有的手法让你可以一直挂在上面，尽量不要下来。
Your goal is that you can constantly stay on the internet and not exiting it.
我打个比喻啊，这个 Facebook 啊，一开始的时候。
For example, Facebook when it first began.
那时候十几年前的时候，人家叫我开，我也开个账户啊。
About more than 10 years ago, I also opened a Facebook account.
一开始有什么好看的？没什么好看的。这只有朋友那些东西 po 啊照片而已嘛，
nothing,
你就放个 like 啊，讲几句话而已。
There was nothing to see because it will only show you what your Facebook friends have posted.
后来呢？因为以前一开始的时候，你滑到底会停住的，会没有东西滑的，对不对？
At the start, when you scroll Facebook, there will be a time that you will stop.
如果你用过第一个版本的话，
if you use the original,
老一点的老人。
If you use the original Facebook account,
你滑一下就没有了，你滑不下去了啊！你要等明天来，可能还有多一点东西看。
There'll be a time that you have to stop because there's nothing else to see.
那后来呢？你就发觉现在是滑，好像无底坑这样哦，一直
eventually,
你要滑到明天都可以啊，不会停的。
Eventually, you can stop watching Facebook because it's like an endless
它的叫了这个 feature
bottomless pit. There are a lot of features.
还有呢，后来叫了 video. 你不看朋友，你可以看 video.
If you don't look at your friend, you can watch the videos.
你不看 video, 你可以打 game.
If you don't watch videos, then you can play games.
啊，你不打 game, 你可以看看有没有东西买。
If you
marketplace,
then you can look at marketplace to see what you want to buy.
啊，你不想买东西，你也可以看新闻。
If you don't want to buy things, then you can watch the news.
哇，你看哦，随便讲的，你就可以挂在上面，有什么都可以做，就尽量不要下来。
So you can stay there forever and not getting out of Facebook.
要有手机版。
And
以前是网络版，现在有手机版。
And now you can even have Facebook apps on your cell phone.
哇，现在不是说小孩子网络成瘾了，大人都老人家都挂在上面，有时候都不下来。
It's not just the children who are addicted to the internet, even the adults are.
其实现在年轻人已经不用 Facebook， 用的都是老人。
Most older people use Facebook, not the young people.
他们用别的。
These young people, they use different apps.
但是关键就是那些网络的公司，他们在做这个网的时候，他们的目标就是让你的孩子尽量不要下来。
But the key is that when the designers design all these apps, they don't want your children to get out of the internet.
虽然去了学校，但是还是一直滑。
Even though they go to school, they continue to surf the net.
老师讲话还是一直滑。
When the teachers are giving lessons, they are still on the internet.
随时回应啊。
They always reply instantly.
啊，那个是24小时的，睡觉的时候也在用啊。
It's 24 hours. Even when they're sleeping, they still use it.
所以这些就会。怎么会造成？为什么会造成焦虑呢？
Why are these creating anxieties?
因为他们把心中所有的空间都占去了。
Because all these things have occupied their heart.
学习也不用心了。
They no longer want to learn, put effort into learning.
所以有一些学校啊，有一些学校，我不晓得埃明顿有没有，有一些学区啊，在别的城市啊，学区决定要收手机。学习成绩不能拿出来，好像那个多伦多有一些学区已经执行这个，他受不了了，老师受不了了。
There are some schools, in Canada, Toronto, they have already disallowed.
Ban the 手机啊，不能拿出来。
Disallow the children to use their cell phones during classes.
但是大部分都没有这样做啊。
But most schools do not do that.
12到17岁的时候，应该是好好学习的时候。
Age 12 to 17 or 18 is a good time to learn.
应该跟同学啊，在社交啊，在一起玩的时候。
It's a time for them to socialize with their counterparts.
建立社交能力，建立归属感，建立自我定位的关键时刻。
Create societal interpersonal skills, and also it's a time to know where they are going to set themselves in.
这个时候心中被这些东西世界的东西占满。
And also have the sense of belonging, but now their hearts are occupied with all the earthly things.
那变成了很被动的就接受那些所谓的 influencer, 就是社交媒体影响力的人。哦，一直看一直看，他告诉你什么你就接受。
They are being affected and influenced by the influencer, so whatever the influencer told them, they would believe.
因为这样子呢，他就没有办法发展自己里面应该要发展的那个定位还有归属感，所以就变得很焦虑。
Because of these issues, they have no time or no space to find themselves the right place, and also have not found a sense of belonging. They become anxious.
哇，这个是我们值得思考的问题。
And this is a question that we need to reflect and think about.
更何况是12到17岁，我们还要建立他们的信仰耶。
From age 12 to 17, it's more important for us to build up their faith.
现在很多教会。
There are a
lot of churches. 青年来到教会，他的心不在这里。
The young people who come to church, their hearts are not here.
那有空就滑。
Because they can, once they have time, they look at their cell phone.
吃饭的时候也在滑。
When they are having lunch, they also surf the net.
几个孩子在一起的时候也在一起打。
When there are a few children gathered together, then they are playing games.
他们来到教会其实等于没有来。
When they come to church, it's like they are not coming to church at all.
因为心不在这。
Because their hearts are not here.
那怎么样来建立神的殿呢？
So how do we build up the temple of God?
那如果没有建立神的殿，他们的焦虑就会更严重。
If they don't build up the temple of God in their hearts, then their anxieties will become more severe.
啊，他们对道理也听不进去，但是对那些网络讲的人呢，东西呢，这个很好去，这个讲的对，这个讲的很好。
They won't be listening to the truth. They will listen to the internet and decide who's good and who's not.
所以呢，他们就接受不了神的话，那么心里被荆棘的盖住了。
They cannot accept the words of God as their hearts were choked with all these thorns.
你们知道吗？那些社交媒体的 CEO, 他们都不给自己的孩子接触这些社交媒体。
Do you know that the CEO of the social media companies, they do not let their children get on using social media?
那些 iPhone 的创立人，他们早期自己都不给自己拿孩子拿了 iPhone 的。
Even the iPhones, the founder of the iPhones, they will not let their children use the iPhone.
Facebook 的创立者也不给自己孩子用 Facebook 的。
And so also the Facebook founder will not let their children use Facebook as well.
他不会说孩子十岁、十二岁就给他开一个 account, 他们不会做这种事。卖毒品的不会让自己孩子用毒品的。
And those who sell drugs will not let their children use drugs.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们知道这个东西的厉害。
Because they know the severity of all this social media.
我们的孩子今天就变成社会的商品。
Our children have become a business transaction of this world.
Become a commodity.
Become a commodity of this world.
你孩子就是商品。
And your children is the commodity.
被他们利用来吸收广告。
And have been used by all this social media. To use them as advertisement.
我们还不知道。
And we do not know yet.
还很怕他们落后别人。
And we are afraid that they will fall behind.
还很怕他们不知道这个世界。
And we are afraid that they do not know about this world.
早早就送他们手机啊，网络啊，让他们用个够。
We give them cell phones and let them surf the internet.
难怪现在的孩子的心啊，大人的心啊，都很难归向神。
And that's why.It's very difficult for the children's heart and the adult's heart to turn to God.
但是这不是不可以改变的。
It's not that it's unchangeable.
如果我们现在知道，还来得及改变。
If we know it today, we still can change it.
要怎么改变？
How to change?
要怎么来盖这个属灵的宫殿？
How to build this spiritual temple?
就从主耶稣的父母开始学习啊。
And we can learn from Jesus' parents.
主耶稣的父母怎么样培养主耶稣？
How did Jesus' parents cultivate Jesus?
大量的时间陪伴他。
Most of the time, they accompany him.
带他到圣殿。
Bring him to the temple.
让他在属灵的环境当中有一个用学习还有正常的交流。
So that he has a spiritual learning in the temple and also have normal interactions with others.
还有他母亲一直在想他。
And his mother continue to think and reflect.
我们看45节。
Let's read verse 45.
44节啊。
44
节。
Verse 44.
1-2-3.以为他在同行的人中间走了一天的路程，就在亲属和熟悉的人中找他。45节。
45.
既找不着，就回耶路撒冷去找他。46节。
46.
过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教室中间，一边听一边问。你看玛利亚、约瑟，他一看到主耶稣不见了，这个小孩子不见了，马上去找。
Mary and Joseph, once they felt that Jesus was not in the company, they started searching for him.
他一开始以为说应该没事了，应该在同行的人当中嘛，一直回家嘛。
At the start, they thought he was among the company that they traveled with or among their relatives and friends.
但是这个假设不一定对哦。
But this hypothesis might not be correct.
结果发觉没有嘞。
They found that he wasn't among any others.
赶快回耶路撒冷找。
So they returned to Jerusalem immediately.
当然，耶稣是个乖孩子，他不会乱跑。
And of course, Jesus was a good kid. He would not run away.
但是我们自己的孩子呢，在网络的世界当中，会不会迷失了？
But our children in the internet, well, they be lost in the internet.
你那么给他自己上网的自由？
You give him the freedom to go.
你给他手机，给他数据，给他自由。
And you give him the cell phone and also give him the plans.
因为你没有时间陪他。
And because you do not have time.
所以你就让他整天挂在网上。
So he's always on the internet.
那他可能迟早就迷失。
Eventually, he will be lost.
他不一定是做坏事。
He might not be doing bad things.
但是他就自己看自己听接受别人的信息可能对信仰的看法就不见了。
But he sees things and then he accepts things from others, so he may not be focusing on his faith, and his faith will disappear.
也可能是看一些不好的东西，误会了他的内心。
And sometimes he may look at filthy things and that defile his heart.
也可能是在网络上认识一些不好的人，被人家骗走了。
And perhaps he met with some bad people online, and then he was being cheated.And taken away by others.
不单只有网络上面的坏人哦，现在 AI 也可以当坏人。
Nowadays, AI can also be bad for young people.
前两个月有一个新闻。
Two months ago, there was a news.
有一个13岁左右的美国孩子自杀了。
A 12 or 13 years old kid committed suicide in the United States.
妈妈不知道他为什么自杀。
The mother did not know why.
我孩子很乖啊。
He was a good kid.
一放学就回到房间，都不出门的。
And he would return home from school and did not get out of his room.
又没有交什么坏朋友，怎么会自杀呢？
And he did not have bad friends. Why did he kill himself?
原来打开他的电脑。
So they opened his computer.
原来过去三个月，他在网络上面跟一个 AI robot, AI 的那种聊天机器人在谈恋爱。
In the past 3 months, he was chatting with an AI robot and fell in love with the robot.
那当然是不是个真人啊。
And of course, the robot was not a real person.
但是因为是 AI 啊，他会跟他聊天呢。
But because it was AI, so the AI chatted with him.
因为这个孩子很孤单，他没有社交，因为他长期上网，没有什么社交能力。
This child was very lonely. He always spent time on the internet. He did not have friends.
妈妈也是单亲妈妈，也没有什么空管他。
And the mother was a single mom, so didn't have time to take care of him.
那时候给他上网啊，给他在家里啊，他以为他在家里都很安全啊。
She was working, so the child spent time at home, and she thought he was safe.
结果就跟这个 AI 机器人聊天，聊真感情。
So he chatted with this AI robot and fell in love with this robot.
他很爱这个网络女朋友啊。
And he really loved this girlfriend.
他问他说：“我怎么才可以看到你？”
He said, "How would I be able to see you?"
我很不想活了，如果看不到你，我就不想活了。
I didn't want to live anymore if I couldn't see you.
这个 AI 机器人怎么跟他讲？
What did this AI robot say?
他不是直接叫他去自杀，但是他暗示他可以这样做。
It did not ask the child to kill himself, but it implied.
他说我们可以在一起啊。
He said we could be together.
一切的苦难解脱了，我们就可以在一起。
All the sufferings will be resolved, and we could spend time together.
那这个孩子就自杀。
So this child killed himself.
妈妈都不知道，后来死了之后打开电脑才知道。
The mother did not know until she opened the computer of her child.
但是已经太晚了。
It was too late.
今天我们在现实的世界当中啊，过度保护我们的孩子。
Today in this real world, we overprotect our children.
你叫他去跑远一点买个东西，你不敢啊，不安全啊。
And if you ask him to go out and buy things, he said, "Well, the parents will say, 'No, this is not safe.'"
啊，下课不能自己走回家，爸爸妈妈接你。虽然只有一条街而已，你不给他走路。
After school.You said you must not walk home by yourself. We'll come and pick you up, even though it's just across the road.
所以现实世界当中，你保护他。
In the real world, you protect him from these things.
但是在网络世界，你并没有保护他。
However, you're not protecting him from the internet.
所以现在我们重新思考。
Today, we have to think and reflect.
青少年就是我们的未来。
The youth is our future.
父母有没有真的是用心，用把最多的时间放在他们身上？
Have the parents spend the most time on the children?
你没有空理他，你当然没有办法控制他做什么事情。
If you don't spend time with him, of course you don't know what he's doing.
手机就是他的朋友。
Because the cell phone is his friend.
但是如果我们真的是要培养他们
，However, if we truly want to cultivate these young people,
帮他们建造属灵的宫殿
，Help them to build up the spiritual temple.
陪他们讲话。
Accompany them and chat with them.
陪他们运动，陪他们散步。
Go out to play sports with them.
陪他们聊人生的事情，聊信仰的事。
And also, chat with them about faith and life.
尤其是12到10岁的过程当中。
Especially from 12 to 17.
这是最关键的五年。
And this is a critical period.
如果我们能够靠着神的能力来帮助他们建立。
If we can, by the power of God to help them build up this temple,
他们就没有那么焦虑了。
Then they will not be so anxious.
那我们以后也没有焦虑了。
In the future, we will not have anxiety.
如果你这几年没有陪伴他们走出来
，In these few years, if you are not accompanying them,
那以后你就可能很焦虑。
In the future, you will be very anxious.
现在我们要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
新的一年我们要立志。
Beginning of the year, we have to have a resolution.
把心中多一些空间留给神。
Let's leave more space for God in our hearts.
我们过去的心被什么东西占满呢
？In the past, what was our heart being occupied?
我们的心是不是过去有很多的焦虑呢
？Did we have a lot of anxieties in our hearts in the past?
缺少平安呢
？Lack of peace.
因为主耶稣还没有在我们心中占那个最重要的位置。
Because our Lord Jesus has not yet occupied a critical place in our hearts.
重新调整我们的生活。
Now we have to readjust our life.
科技可以用，但是不可以被它控制。
We can use technology, but we cannot be controlled by it.
我有时候也是一样啊，传道也是一样啊，我也是一样啊。
Including me, including the preacher.
有时候啊，我想看那个东西，看了一个乒乓球，结果他就一直给我看乒乓球，哇，我就停不下来了。
Sometimes,
我是不小心看到马龙而已，结果他就一直给我十几个马龙。
Sometimes when I watch table tennis, and then there will be more table tennis that appear on the internet.
他不给我看网球，他知道我看乒乓球，他就一直给我看，所以就停不下来。有时候本来想要做点正经事，结果又看了15分钟。
It will not let me watch tennis, but it will let me watch table tennis because that was what I was doing, and I would spend 15 minutes on it.
所以打开电脑都很小心，不然就不晓得飞到哪里去了。
Therefore, we need to be very careful when we turn on our computer. If not, we do not know where we end up.
看太多，有时候祷告的时候也会想。
And sometimes when we watch too much, we think about it when we pray.
祷告的时候不是想主耶稣，想到那个乒乓球在飞来飞去。
When I pray,
你看多了真的会这样。
Jesus, I'm thinking about the table tennis that's flying across the table.
所以不是不能看，但是我们要控制。
It's not that we cannot watch, but we must have self-control over this.
该给主耶稣的时间跟空间，我们要给主耶稣。
The time and space we need to give our Lord Jesus, we have to give.
我们要盖属灵的宫殿。
We have to build up our spiritual temple.
也为我们的孩子们祷告。
And pray for our children.